It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Good morning, folks. This is your old buddy, Luke Clayton. Thank you very much for joining me for our 15 minutes to talk about the outdoors. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. I hope that everybody gets just exactly that perfect outdoor gift that they're looking for this year. Rifle, bow, muzzleloader, whatever you've been wanting. I hope you get it this year. You know, I thought it would be a good idea to talk about outdoor cooking today. I just want to visit with you a little bit today. I really don't have a guest set up early in our show, but I've got some information that might be helpful to you. Just about everyone I know that likes to hunt and fish also enjoys eating fish and game. And I've got a few recipes I've developed through the years that are foolproof pretty much. One is pulled venison barbecue, but it's really easy to make. It requires a little slow cooking in a few hours, but if you once try it, I think you'll really like it. Now, we recently harvested a whitetail doe that just for meat, and I'll tell you how I prepared this barbecue, and it's not rocket science, but you probably don't even have to write anything down. But I've seen a lot of people try to cook the less tender cuts of venison, such as the neck roast or the front shoulders. You know, they're not known for being tender. Your tender cuts are the loins and the back straps and the top part of the ham. Well, I'm going to tell you how I made some really, really good tasting barbecue from the front shoulders and from the neck roast of a whitetail doe. Now, the trick is to get it smoked. You don't want to expose it to smoke for a long hours or you'll get it too smoky. But it takes about 2 hours of smoke to get the smoke flavor in barbecue. Now, I started by trimming all the sinew and the fat from the outside of the front shoulders of the venison, and also I trimmed the neck roast up really well. You know, a lot of people do not realize, but the neck roast on venison is excellent. It makes great barbecue, but you do have to cook it a long time, and you have to cook it in moisture. Therein lies the trick to making good venison barbecue. So start with your front shoulders, and once you have them trimmed, and go ahead and season them like you want them seasoned. You can use anything from garlic salt and black pepper to Montreal steak seasoning, whatever you like. Put it on it and rub it in the meat. Now, there's really no need for marinating, because if you use my method, you're going to cook it for at least 10 hours. Now, I use an electric smoker that's called a Smokin' Tex, and you can set the thermostat from 180 to, you know, I actually can cut it much lower than that if you want a cold smoke. But, you know, you can cook at 180, 200 for a long time, and it will tenderize the toughest cut of meat. Now, I use a heavy-duty aluminum pan, and a big pan, actually, because I cook the two shoulders and the neck roast in the same pan. But you can break it down, or if you don't, just the main thing you have to be concerned with is how much room you have on your smoker. This Smokin' Tex that I use, I had plenty of room to put all that meat in there at one time. So once you have it seasoned with your dry seasonings, put it in the smoker uncovered, no foil on it. And if you use a Smokin' Tex electric smoker, about 4 to 6 ounces of wood is plenty. You want it to smoke for an hour and a half or 2 hours. And at that point, there's already a good smoke ring built in to your meat. That's enough smoke. In other words, if you don't add any more wood, the finished barbecue will have a good smoked flavor with an hour and a half or 2 hours. Now, this is using an electric smoker. And granted, if you're using a wood-fired smoker, your meat will still be covered with foil for the duration. Your wood-fired smoker will serve as an oven. You know, your meat will be covered, so you won't be putting any more smoke in it. Okay, we've got our meat in the pan. We have it, the dry seasoning on it. We have the barbecue sauce. Put your liberal amount of barbecue sauce over it. That's after that initial smoking period of an hour and a half or 2 hours. Douse it good with barbecue sauce. Add a little water in it if you like. You want moisture in that pan. Now, for the amount that I cooked the two shoulders and the neck roast, I used a pound of bacon, smoked bacon. And I did not buy the most expensive. You want the fat in that bacon. So buy a fatty bacon and lay that over the top of each cut of meat. Lace it, put those strips of bacon right over the top. And now the work is done. You're ready to seal your heavy-duty aluminum foil over the meat and just I wrap it around the meat, and then I crimp it to the heavy-duty aluminum pan to where it's pretty airtight. And that's the trick right there for long smoking. At that point, I cut my thermostat down to 180, 185, somewhere right in there. Now, this is if you have a smoking tax or an electric smoker. If you don't, this long, slow process, if you're cooking with wood, you're going to have to stay up. You're going to have to keep that, watch your thermometer on your smoker and keep it no more than 200 degrees. 200's okay, but I cut it at 185 and I'll let mine cook all night from bedtime until 6 the next morning, 6:30. And I'll guarantee you what you do. Now, this is cooking at 185, and we're talking probably a total of 12 hours. But open your smoker up, pull that meat out, let it cool just a little bit, and open that the covering of foil, and then drain all the juice. There'll be quite a bit of barbecue sauce that's kind of rendered down. There'll be fat from the bacon that's in there. Drain all of that off and use the same pan. And the bacon will be, you know, venison is very, very lean. So the bacon, the fat is cooked away from the bacon. So go ahead and, at this point, I would say chop it. Make chopped barbecue, but you can't chop it. It is so tender that it falls off the bone. So let's call it pulled barbecue venison. Just take your fingers, get in there, and pull the meat off. Remove the bones. And on the neck roast, remove the meat from the bone. It's real easy to do because it's fall off the bone tender at this point. What you'll want to do is take maybe a little bit more of your favorite dry seasoning. That could be as simple as salt and pepper, a little garlic powder, whatever you like. Dust it over all the pulled meat, the pulled venison. You'll have your bacon in there with it in little bitty pieces. You really won't even be able to tell the bacon from the other meat. And at this point, get your favorite barbecue sauce. Now, remember, that first barbecue sauce that you cooked with was more of a basting agent than anything. This is the finished product, so you want, whatever type barbecue sauce you really like, put it in there with your pulled venison. And I'll guarantee you that anybody that likes to eat beef brisket will love this. It's amazing how tasty that it really is. But do plan on devoting at least 10 hours to making it like this. Now, truly, I cook outdoors all the time because of the convenience of this Smoking Tex electric smoker. But if you just have a wood-fired smoker, I've never done it this way, but I guarantee you it would work. Go ahead and use your wood smoker and smoke the meat like I was talking about for a couple hours, hour and a half, 2 hours. Get a good smoke ring on it. And then, instead of staying up all night with that smoker, go ahead and bring your cuts of meat inside in the aluminum pan, wrap them with foil, and put them in your oven at 200 or 185. If you want to let it cook all night, say 185, and let it spend that additional 8 or 9 hours in your oven. And I'm sure the flavor would be really, really good. You just want to make sure that the only thing you can do wrong when you're making venison barbecue is let it run out of moisture. And at that low temperature of 185, I've just learned through the years that using the electric smoker, it doesn't run out of moisture. It doesn't cook it out if you take the time to seal it off really good with that heavy-duty aluminum foil. So that's a trick for putting your venison to good use. Now, I'll give you another recipe, something that I've done a lot, especially at deer camps, if you like cabbage rolls, you will love this dish for sure. It's really, really easy to cook at camp, and if you have all your ingredients ready, you can prepare it, get it ready to cook in probably 10, 15 minutes. So what you want to do, you're going to need a head of cabbage, a pound of spicy breakfast sausage, which is, just there again, your favorite. You might want to make your own sausage and use that. But if you like a hot, spicy sausage, use that. If not, if you like it with a lot of sage, get that type sausage. But your favorite breakfast sausage, and you're going to need about 2 cups of rice. So here's what you do. Get your sausage, the raw sausage out, and take mix rice with it. And then make it into little balls about an inch and a half diameter, it'll make a bunch of them if you use a pound of it. And set those aside. Now, take your cabbage, your head of cabbage, and cut it into wedges. If you're going to cook for a lot of people, you might want to take two heads of cabbage. Cut it into thick wedges and start off first by layering a few of the meatballs, the sausage balls, with the raw rice in them. Put them on the bottom. Put a layer of cabbage, more meatballs, and just layer it up like that. And I use a big heavy-duty cast iron skillet. It works really good, but you can use, you know, any pot that you want. My skillet's got a lid on it. Dutch kettle works really, really good. So once you have the layers of the raw sausage balls with rice, cabbage, sausage, and cabbage, stack it right on up till you have all your cabbage and the meatballs in your pot. Now, all you need to do is have a can of spicy V8 juice. You can use regular V8 juice, but I like the spicy flavor, a big can, and pour that over everything. Put your lid, you do have to have a lid to do this recipe, put your lid on the pot, cut it on medium, bring it up to a boil, and then cut it down really, really low for about 30-40 minutes. You'll cook a little of the moisture of that V8 juice out, but a lot of it will stay in there. And if you like I said in the beginning, if you enjoy cabbage with meatballs, you will really, really like this. If you're at camp, you can cook some cornbread in a little omelet maker on top of the stove and serve that.
You'll convert a lot of your guests to cabbage eaters this way.
There's a lot of recipes that are quick and easy, but yet very, very tasty if you take the time to experiment a little bit. We've got time for one more quick recipe that you're going to like. There's a unit called a can cooker that I use a whole lot, and it's very, very convenient for boiling on top of a Coleman stove or a gas range, whatever. But you'll need a pot big enough to hold enough potatoes, new potatoes, and pieces of corn on the cob and sausage to feed your group that you're cooking for. Now, this meal is extremely easy, and all you have to do is just have a big pot that will hold the ingredients, the corn on the cob, and if it's a, don't use the whole ears, break the whole ears in half, you know, to make them a little bit handier to cook. But corn on the cob, new potatoes, and you can get them this time of the year just as easily as in the summer, and sausage. Now, link sausage is what you want, and you can use Eckrich type sausage. I make my own, and I obviously use my own sausage that I smoke at home, but any kind of link sausage like that will be really, really good. Just literally put a lid on it, bring it up to a boil. I put enough salt in there to give it a little salt flavor. Remember, the sausage is going to give it a flavor too. And boil it until what you're trying to do is get the potatoes done. And it, you know, medium boil for probably 15 minutes. Those potatoes will be cooked through and through. And all you have to do is drain the water, pour all that in a big aluminum pan of some sort, and have some butter and some salt right there and pepper, and you've got an easy, quick meal ready to go. Folks, I could go on and on with camp recipes, things that I've used and tried through the years, but this might get you thinking, and I bet you if you spend a lot of time in the outdoors, you probably have a ton of recipes just like I've talked about. None of them are hard to cook. They're all real easy and they're fast. You know, when you've been out fishing or hunting all day, you don't want to spend a lot of time cooking, or I don't, and I'd hate to come in at dark, which this time of the year is 6:30 or 6 o'clock, and spend 3 hours cooking. Most of these meals, with the exception of the barbecue, you can do quickly. Now, the barbecue is something that you want to prepare ahead of time when you have plenty of time, and put it in gallon Ziploc bags, and make, when you freeze it, make sure you're not freezing pieces over about an inch and a half thick. That way it'll defrost quickly. You don't want to put that barbecue in a gallon bag full. You know, with the bag full of the barbecue, it'd take too long to defrost. Just a few tips for you folks. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas again. Hope all of you have a great one. Remember, you can go to catfishradio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of our hour-long show each week, and I hope you do. Till this time next week, be safe in the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.